Welcome, friends. This is James Corbett, and you are tuned into CorbettReport.com. It is currently the 7th of June, 2012, for me here in Japan, but it is the 6th of June, 2012, stateside, where I'm joined on the line by Congressman Walter Jones, a representative for North Carolina, who has introduced HCR 107, a House concurrent resolution, quote, expressing the sense of Congress that the use of offensive military force by a president without prior and clear authorization of an act of Congress constitutes an impeachable high crime and misdemeanor under Article 2, Section 4 of the Constitution, end quote. So, Congressman Jones, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for joining us.
Well, James, I want to thank you, and let me explain the history of why I thought this legislation was important. First, in 1999, I was one of 20 members of Congress. That group was led by Congressman Tom Campbell from California. He now is the dean of the School of Law at Stanford University. And we went to the federal courts because President Clinton had bypassed Congress to bomb Kosovo. And Tom led the group of 20, and we went to the federal courts and said that the president had bypassed Congress, had bypassed the Constitution. And so therefore, the courts, after a few weeks, said they would not move forward with that lawsuit because Congress had the authority through the budgeting process to stop funding wars. Well, then in 2 years ago, when President Obama decided that he would bomb Libya, Dennis Kucinich from Ohio, myself, and also Ron Paul on the Republican side and Tim Johnson on the Republican side, joined Dennis Kucinich and two Democrats, and we went to the federal courts with Jonathan Turley. As you know, Jonathan Turley is a law professor at George Washington University, constitutional law, and he joined us, and we thought we had a pretty good position, and we went to the federal courts, and they again came back with the same decision that happened in 1999. That is, you, the Congress, you have the power of the purse. And James, the problem is when our troops overseas fighting and dying, it's hard to cut the funding of their equipment and necessary, ammunition, whatever it might be. So I decided, and concerned about the talk of going into Syria and some talk about Iran. And I just decided that Congress for too long has bypassed its constitutional responsibility to debate and declare war, which the Constitution says we shall do that. So my reason in putting this concurrent resolution in, 107 that you just mentioned, is for the simple reason I want to see Congress, if I can use an analogy of sports, to get out of the stands and get back on the field and defend the Constitution. And so therefore we are trying, what we're hoping is that we can get a hearing. The bill has been sent to the J Committee, which is chaired by Lamar Smith from Texas. He's the chairman because Republicans are the majority in the House now, as you know. And the ranking member is John Conyers. And what we're trying to do, I'm not even trying to get HCON resolution to the floor this year, but I'm trying to get a hearing because, to me, there's a deep concern by many people in the United States of America that Congress is not fulfilling its constitutional duty to declare war. So that's why I'm delighted to be on your show tonight. I've done several other shows in the last couple of months. We need to get the people listening to your show to call their member of Congress and say, join on HCON resolution, or HCR is fine, 107. We need to have a hearing because my concern is that Congress continues to move up in the top of the stands and doesn't seem to see our constitutional responsibility.
Well, let's flesh out the historical context of this a little bit for people, and let's put this in the perspective of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, which gives Congress the power to declare war. When was the last time that Congress did actually exercise that constitutional obligation to declare war, to commit the
James,
U.S. forces?
Sadly, the last time was World War II. If you look at the Korean War, if you look at the Vietnam War, if you look at the Korean War, Desert Storm. There was no declaration of war. And what happens is, just like when President Bush, and he decided that we needed to go into Iraq, which was an unnecessary war, by the way, that what he did, he came to Congress, he gave a speech, and he asked for a resolution, not a vote of the Congress for a constitutional approval, but a resolution, giving him some flexibility. And as that resolution said, well, if we believe that we need to go into Iraq, then I have the authority to do it. And I did not feel good about voting for that. In fact, I regret it. But it's another example, just like President Clinton on Kosovo, of presidents seem to forget that Congress is an equal branch. And I think, I don't blame the presidents, either one, Republican or Democrat, as much as I blame the Congress to allow this to happen.
And unfortunately, what we've seen is really kind of a chipping away or an erosion of the powers that are embedded in the Constitution in terms of what Congress has been obligated to do in terms of declaration of war. And of course, the biggest chipping away so far has been the War Powers Resolution of 1973, which kind of downgraded Congress's powers in that regard. Perhaps you can talk about that.
Well, I think, you know, this again, I've done a lot of reading since the Vietnam War, and realizing that too many times an administration can manipulate the intelligence to justify action. And Mr. Johnson is deceased now, but I'm still going to say it. All the reading I've done since the Vietnam War, his advisors, they knew good and well that that you could be hard to get a declaration of war from the Congress to go into Vietnam, and he decided to use certain parliamentary, not maneuvers, but, you know, the Tonkin Gulf resolution, then you had the War Powers resolution. You had so many things of people trying to continue to keep Congress involved. But again, my purpose of HCON Resolution 107 is that Congress is not involved. I've been on the floor the last few days about staying in Afghanistan. Why are we staying in Afghanistan and spending $10 billion a month of borrowed money when we can't even send our auditors to Afghanistan to audit the books to see where the American taxpayers' money is going? And that again, is why I'm hoping that Lamar Smith will give us a hearing on HCON Resolution 107, and bring in some other issues of war powers, not just this alone, but some other issues.
Exactly right. Well, I trust you'll have quite a large percentage of the listening audience of this particular broadcast will definitely be in tune with that message. And for those who are interested in this bill and supporting it, let's talk about where it is right now and what kind of process it's being held in.
Well, I was signing letters before you called to members of Congress in both parties. I'm asking them to join. We've got, right now, we've got about seven co-sponsors, counting myself, and we just started last week to do a Dear Colleague. I'm so appreciative of you, James, and other shows that have seen the merit of this bill to have me on, and we are beginning to get national interest in this. In fact, a lady in Texas named Sheila Cox. She's taken this on. She's part of the GOP Women's Republican Party, and she's trying to push this in next week's this week's, I guess it is, convention, the state convention. That's why I don't know why the American people are not more outraged about the fact that we have been in Afghanistan for 12 years. President Obama, I'm not knocking him on your show, but President Obama wants to sign a security agreement for an additional 12 years. Our country is financially broke. We borrow money from the Chinese. We borrow money from the Japanese, the United Kingdom, the Middle East. How much more can America do for the world when we can't even fix our own streets and our own infrastructure here in America and feed our kids a milk in the morning and senior citizens at lunchtime? We need to get smart about when we go to war. And we more than anything, our men and women in uniform deserve the right decisions to be made by Congress. Don't use these young men and women just like pawns. Let's make sure if we send them to fight that they have a purpose.
Absolutely. Well, so for concerned Americans in the audience, what specifically can they do to help get this bill at least to the floor?
James, I wish they would tomorrow, whichever state they're from, all they've got to do is probably look in their phone book. It's in most phone books on early four or five pages. You can get the telephone number of your member of Congress, and you can get the local district office number. That's good enough. If they would call their congressman's office and they can do it, then most members of Congress will be home next week, by the way. But they could call the district office and say, I'm asking my congressman, John Smith, whomever it might be, to join in co-sponsor HCON Resolution 107. Or if they don't want to do, they can just say HCR 107. The staff person will know. But call your local member of Congress and tell the staffer, whoever answers the phone, you don't have to speak to the congressman or congresswoman, but say that it's time that Congress meets its constitutional responsibility, and we do not need to have a president to bypass Congress to bomb a country that is not a threat to America.
Congressman Walter Jones, throw out your own website address for people who are interested in finding out more.
Let me see. You caught me off guard now. my website is walterbjones.mail.house.gov.
Excellent. All right. Well, I certainly hope people will go and take a look at the more information. And of course, they can find the text of the bill online if they're interested in that. And certainly, I hope people who are interested in this will get on board with that. Any final comments that you'd like to leave the listeners with about the importance of this bill?
Well, I will. James, I have been to Walter Reed for over 12 years now. I try to go once every 3 months. I've seen so many wounded kids, legs gone, paralyzed. Five young men and women, men have lost body parts below the waist, everything. And we don't need any more to start trying to take care of the world unless we meet our constitutional responsibility. And that is required by law that Congress shall declare war. And if it is a situation like the president who decided we needed to go into Libya, he should have come to Congress and ask for a vote of Congress, because Gaddafi was an evil man. There's no question about it. But what have we gained by going into Libya? We have spent $800 million. We don't know what we're going to have in the leadership of Libya in the next few months. And we need to start meeting our constitutional responsibility. This whole issue that you have me on tonight is about our constitutional responsibility. And the American people have a right to demand of Congress, do your constitutional duty. Do not bypass the Constitution. It's too important, and especially when we're talking about sending our young men and women to die for this country.
Well, certainly it is one of the most pressing issues facing Americans right now, so I am certainly hoping that people will go and take a look at this. Of course, I will put the link to the text of the bill itself and to your website in the notes for today's interview, so people can find that on CorbettReport.com. Congressman Walter Jones, thank you so much for your time today.
James, this has been a real honor and a privilege. Thank you so much for your interest in the Constitution. I do appreciate it more than you know.